Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk, coming to you this morning from Hilton City Centre here in Frankfurt. And I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Schneiders, who is the General Manager here. Mark, lovely to see you again.
Yes, Ed, thanks so much for having me. It's fantastic to be with you again.
And Frankfurt is covered in this beautiful blanket of snow here. The Christmas markets are in full force and there's a wonderful atmosphere around here, isn't there?
Absolutely. Your timing for your visit couldn't have been better. The entire Germany is covered in snow. Exactly the right time for the festive season. Last week, the Christmas markets opened again. We have 15 different Christmas markets in Frankfurt.
Amazing. It was 12 the last time I was here. 15. Amazing. And you're celebrating something very special this year, aren't you, here in the Hilton?
Absolutely. We are about to celebrate our 25th anniversary. The hotel opened officially early in 99, and we are gearing up for a fantastic birthday year next year.
You were also here 25 years the last time I think we spoke, right? So it's you joined here when you were very young.
Yes, it's true. I actually started my career at the Hilton Frankfurt as a banquet and events coordinator in 25 years ago. So it's also my personal Hilton anniversary. I've traveled quite a bit since. I've spent a few years in Budapest for Hilton. I also worked at the Frankfurt Airport Hilton and Hilton Garden Inn. And then for me, 8 years ago, when I came back to this hotel, it was like a homecoming, actually.
Amazing. And happy anniversary. Anyway, the Hilton Hotel, of course, is synonymous, Mark, with, a luxury brand worldwide. Yeah. It's one of the, for me, we'll chat a little bit in a minute about the Hilton Honors Club, which I really like. Yes. It's a great loyalty program. But what's really interesting about this hotel is it's a beautiful building, just to give people an idea. It has one of the most stunning atriums, and the lift, it takes you to the very top. It's incredible, the height of the building. Architecturally, it's a very pretty building, isn't it?
Yes, and I think when you go back 25 years ago, this was very futuristic. This was the first hotel with such an atrium, almost 50 meters high. And like you rightfully said, when you take the glass panorama elevators up, you have already a fantastic view over the skyline, the old opera house. So you see already some of the fantastic locations in Frankfurt. But yes, a very futuristic architecture.
Yeah, and I noticed as well, I know Frankfurt, of course, we've had the jokes about it before, Bankfurt, Manhattan, because it has those incredible skyscrapers with the financial history here, financial hub as well. There's a nice mix here. I mean, it has grown in terms of leisure traffic. I've been saying to a lot of people when they come here, you don't realize like the old town, the Roemer area. There's a few different Frankfurts, isn't there?
You are absolutely right. It's and I think, the city has done a lot in the past 15 years in particular to make Frankfurt also very attractive, not just for business, but indeed also for leisure. The historic old town was restored and reopened only 3 years ago. We have a fantastic display of museums at the museum embankment. And obviously, yes, you get a little bit of a Manhattan or Minehattan feeling as well. So it's a very cosmopolitan city. But if you walk around the city, you also notice that it has a certain coziness, which I find particularly special also living in Frankfurt, that it is a fantastic place to live with a great quality of life.
Yeah, and even here in the hotel as well, again, there is a lot of intimacy, the furnishings, there is a lot of work gone into it in terms of there's a very warm feeling here, isn't there? Christmassy. Yeah. When I walked in the door the other day, I was like, oh God, it's almost like you're home.
That's exactly what we're aiming for. Over the past years, leading up to our anniversary, we've remodeled the hotel. And I think also very much fitting in the trend of what travelers seek today, we wanted to create a home. And that is coming back in the furnishings, but also in particular in the hospitality, the way we create experiences for our customers, the way we speak to our customers. It's very much more at eyesight. So if you go back in the 25 years ago, you still had a very traditional, conventional hospitality. And today it's more an urban feeling with a lot of coziness, especially in the guest rooms and in our suites.
Brilliant as well. 15 minutes from the airport, I think it was. I mean, the train station is only about 7 minutes away. So there's a lot of different connections. We have great accessibility, of course, from Dublin, from Ireland. We have three airlines flying here, which is fantastic. And that all really helps, doesn't it, in terms of price? Because the airfares are true. I was looking there with Aer Lingus. I'm flying back with them from 45, 50 euros. So like it's really, there's really great value to be had here. Yeah. Cocktails, jazz, Mark, I was having, the prices are like about 20 or 30% or more cheaper than we have at home, which is actually, I couldn't believe the value is really good here.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. The value for money is fantastic. And And you also, I think, mentioned a very important point, the connectivity. So even if you fly just for a weekend, you leave work after Friday evening, you fly here, you only need 10, 15 minutes to get downtown Frankfurt. You get to experience everything by foot, because Frankfurt, because of the skyline, has this very imposing statue. But actually, it's rather a small town. And you, especially from the location where we are in the center of it, you can explore whether it is the business district, whether it is the old town of Frankfurt, the main shopping malls. It's all at our doorstep.
The Christmas market, now, obviously the Romer, when you cross over there, and then you have the lovely bridge, and the river is just beside it there as well.
Yeah.
And the food offerings, that's another thing that I was really surprised. Yeah. But you have fantastic variety of restaurants here. All cuisines.
Yeah. And I think that's also a resemblance of Frankfurt being an incredibly multicultural city, but it has indeed developed a lot on the gastronomic side as well. So where you find a real traditional, good, nice Frankfurt sausage place, you will also find very fine cuisine, very trendy young gastronomes who really develop Frankfurt also on the culinary front.
Yeah, I think it was a Rama V or Rama 5.
Yes.
I went the other night.
Fantastic Asian, fantastic, yeah. Asian restaurant, great value for money. But you also have this restaurant set in the midst of the skyline in a greenhouse, a very nice vegan concept they have. And it's just a real big variety and diversity of places to go.
Yeah, the restaurant here as well, because sometimes hotel restaurants are great. Yeah. Excellent food. And you have a nice casual menu as well. You have a very nice in-dine menu. And the food was just top class. Now, of course, I couldn't not mention your wonderful Hilton Honors. And every day from 6 to 8,
yeah.
What I think is really a nice touch, you do the drinks and the food offerings for guests that are part of the executive or the Honours Club. And that is just terrific. I mean, you needn't ever leave the hotel if you want to, because you've got so much here, don't you, included?
Absolutely. And I think Hilton Honours, you know, I would encourage anyone to sign up. It's a fantastic program, and we reward loyalty, whether it is through a proposition like the executive lounge, where we serve breakfast and during the day some light snacks and refreshments. And in the evening, indeed, we have this happy hour hosting there. But you also, if you join Hilton Honors and frequent travel with Hilton, you get displayed to a whole set of extra services, late checkouts or upgrades. So yes, it is certainly beneficial to join that.
Yeah, you're always ahead of the posse, because the app on my phone now, I could actually have my room key on that. But of course, me being old school, Mark, I'd be afraid if my the phone, if the power went. But of course, you could always get the card. But it's so user-friendly, isn't it?
Yes.
And very kind of advanced now.
And this is the best of both. I'm actually with you. I'm also more the traditional person. I like the room key, actually. There's many people that want to have more efficiency at check-in, so they can check in prior to their arrival already, pick their room from the Hilton Honors app, and then actually check in and use their smartphone as a key for the elevators and for the guest room. But for anyone, we have obviously also the traditional keys.
A heaven for techies. You know?
Absolutely.
Do you know that I use my phone to check into my room? In terms of just what Frankfurt has to offer there, what again, I think is interesting for people that may not know it, and it's nice to talk about it. You have a super collection of museums here. Now, I'm talking all different, like not...
Yeah.
For me, sometimes museums, people think, oh, it's a bit boring, whatever. These are fantastic museums from all different, from classic, from contemporary to old school. And of course, all along that lovely area. Amazing.
I think the setting of this museum, all at the embankment, and some museums can be found in the city center, but the majority is actually on the Main River embankment. I think it's a fantastic setting. And like you said, it's the same diversity you find in every corner of Frankfurt, whether you are into modern art, whether it is rather history or German film history, nature. There are so many museums that are really worthwhile a visit.
And the other thing as well, that's great. I went to Wiesbaden. Again, old money here. One of these beautiful old, they've got Casino Royale sort of, you know, 30 minutes on the train. Heidelberg, like I think about an hour and 20 minutes on the train. One of the most beautiful university cities here. It's a lovely hub to base yourself in and do little day trips, isn't it, as well? Yeah. I loved Wiesbaden. I loved the old style there as well. The spa they have, of course.
Yeah.
And then Heidelberg was great. Just a lot to do, isn't it, if you wanted to base yourself?
Absolutely. If you have that day or two extra, that is exactly what I would also suggest or recommend to people to do. Wiesbaden, a historic spa town, fantastic historic city center. Heidelberg, only an hour away with a great train connectivity, but also even to Cologne, you could reach that by ice train within an hour. The wine area around the Rheingau, where the Riesling is produced, all at the doorstep of Frankfurt.
I mean, I've travelled around a lot, but we made a program this year, Nuremberg as well. I mean, we flew in here and it was literally like about two hours on the ICE train. It served very well. So again, another city that has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
But in terms of cities that have really good public transport and cards, and I wanted to mention the Frankfurt card here that I always get. You get it from the tourist board, which is at the old Rommer Market. That's amazing value. Yes. And again, you can go all over the place with that. And it's one of the best value cards. And when you have that, you don't have to be worried about tickets or anything. It's a great idea.
Absolutely. The city card gives you access to all public transport, gives you fantastic discounts, gives you access to many of the museums. And I think it's really a great value for money to have such a city card for your trip to Frankfurt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you can download it and you can even use it from the airport, which is brilliant. Now, what are the plans for the 25th years? What your celebration? Are you celebrating already?
Yes, we definitely will celebrate this. And when we opened this hotel 25 years ago, we had this very famous New York champagne and lobster brunch. And people were almost lining up to join us on Sunday for this brunch. And in the past 8 years that I've been leading this hotel, I think it's the most asked question of guests, when are you bringing back this brunch? So we're going to do a birthday edition of 4 to 5 dates in January to May, and then possibly again end of the year of this fantastic Sunday brunch. Any guest is welcome to join us there. It's going to be fantastic with champagne and lobster, but we'll also have celebrations throughout the year, which we are planning for the local community and partnerships. And then, yeah, we're excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, I was just having a look at the website earlier. You have a lot of really good offers as well. In fact, a lot of good deals. January, of course, and February can be quite a nice time. I know with trade fairs, it's different for each city, of course. You have to check the dates. That was something that I thought was really nice as well. And champagne and lobster. Wow, who doesn't love that?
Absolutely. And talking about good deals, we are about to start our winter sale, which will be lasting in December, January, and February, where people can actually book weekend stay with a discount of up to 20%. And that is any weekend for next year can be booked.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. And I just wanted to tell people as well, of course, I meant to mention, if you wanted to come shopping, you have amazing shopping here as well. You have all the brands here. Yeah. But again, what hit me, value for money, you know, and even to come, I come to Germany, I'd even come just to shop in DM, Mark, because, you know, it is the best.
Yeah.
You get everything there for such good value. I love it.
Yeah, you have fantastic high street shopping, but also really premium luxury brands in the Goethestrasse. And then when you walk to the different districts of Frankfurt, you find really nice boutiques of people that have very fantastic wear to display.
Absolutely. And the cafe culture, of course, amazing. Yeah. I had the best cheesecake ever the other day. It was just phenomenal. You mentioned there Goethe, of course. The Goethe House is here, of course, the famous German writer. Yeah. So again, something that people should have a look at because that is well worth the visit.
Yes.
Well, listen, Mark, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you. Always, Christmas always starts for me in Frankfurt. It's this new this tradition that I have, which is lovely.
I love this tradition you. Really. We'll keep that up, Ed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just for people to check out, Mark, for those deals and stuff, what's the best website?
Best is to book online at hilton.com. And if you want to have a fast track, it's www.frankfurt.hilton.com and you're straight on our hotel website.
Great. Listen, Mark, thanks a million. Great to see you again. And again, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com. Sunshine 106.